Good afternoon, everyone. Charlie Kirk, a close ally of President Trump and the founder of the nation's preeminent right-wing youth political activist organization, was fatally shot this afternoon while speaking at a campus event at Utah Valley University, according to his spokesman, Andrew Colvett. The President of the United States, within the last 15 minutes, confirming that Mr. Kirk has died. Donald Trump posting this on Truth Social, quote, "The great and even legendary Charlie Kirk is dead. No one understood or had the heart of the youth in the United States better than Charlie. He was loved and admired by all, especially me, and now he is no longer with us. Melania, and my sympathies go out to his beautiful wife, Erica, and family. Charlie, we love you." Folks, the phone lines are open, 855-752-4842. While there was very little of what Charlie Kirk said or believed that I agree with, Charlie Kirk took a microphone today, stood in front of hundreds of people, and attempted to have a political debate with those that he disagreed with. He was fearless about this. Charlie Kirk would argue with anybody, almost anywhere, anytime, and he did it in public. He invited those that disagreed with him to question him, to argue with him, to debate with him. And for that, that courage, that fearlessness, he will always have my respect. Because, again, political violence should have no place in America. And my question for you this afternoon to everyone is this who we are now? Is this who we are? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. A few details and fact updates for you related to Mr. Kirk's murder. Though the university, this is again Utah Valley University, initially had reported that a suspect was in custody, that has been retracted. There is no suspect in custody. According to the most recent reporting, it appears that federal law enforcement has joined with local law enforcement and the University of Police, and it does appear that a manhunt may be underway. There has been confirmation that Mr. Kirk was shot in the neck from a building approximately 200 yards from Mr. Kirk. That is sniper level distance, folks. So what we have is a trained killer at a distance of 200 yards. And my broader question is, how would we ever protect against that? Can we even have open debates anymore without having every attendee go through security? Can we even have an open debate outside anymore? And when we look at our nation's history of political violence, and there is much, one of the things about Mr. Kirk is that he wasn't an elected official. Yeah, he was a political leader, but he wasn't an elected official, and today he was shot dead. Again, we don't know what the motivation was of his shooter, but it certainly appears that this may have been a politically motivated assassination. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. The footage of Mr. Kirk's shooting is absolutely horrifying. So be forewarned if you haven't seen it, and you may see links to it, just be forewarned. It is absolutely gruesome. Mr. Kirk leaves behind a wife named Erica. They have two children. The eldest, a daughter, was born in August of 2022, and the couple's second child, a son, was born just a little over a year ago. So his wife and his children are now robbed of the love of their father over political differences, what appears to be over political differences. Again, political violence in this country should have no place. Again, some facts, folks. I'm hearing from some of you on the phone and text lines, Wes from Middleton. I will get to the text and phone lines. If you want to join us, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Mr. Kirk was shot after being asked a question from the audience about mass shootings, and specifically transgender people's involvement in mass shootings. This has become somewhat of an obsession on the far right, with even Donald Trump's press secretary admitting yesterday that the idea of banning gun ownership by transgendered individuals in this country might be a policy that the president would consider. That is when he was shot. Again, on the left side of his neck. Turning Point USA is now this hour confirming Mr. Kirk's death. They issued a statement which says, Charlie went to his eternal reward with Jesus Christ in heaven. It is with a heavy heart that we, the Turning Point USA leadership team, write to notify you that early this afternoon, Charlie went to his eternal reward. Again, that was a statement released by Turning Point USA to CNN just moments ago. Again, there is no suspect in custody, despite early reports of an older gentleman with white hair being ushered into custody. Apparently, that individual has been released, so there is no one in custody right now. Mr. Kirk was shot on the left side of his neck. Again, the footage is gruesome. He was immediately bleeding profusely and slumped over. Again, this occurred at Utah Valley University. Reports are that there was one single shot, though some footage that I have reviewed today appears to, you can hear potentially a second shot. So again, federal and local law enforcement are on scene. They have begun to investigate. Typically that involves with setting a hard perimeter around the crime scene, which is basically the entirety of Utah Valley's campus. The campus has been evacuated. All classes and other events have been canceled. People have been asked to leave the campus area. I understand that both Kash Patel and Attorney General Pam Bondi, Kash Patel, of course, the FBI director, and Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, are en route or have arrived in Utah. As to the security at this event, there was none, basically. So there was no sort of gated entryway. It was an outdoor event, so there were no metal detectors, no mags, no wands. And it appears, at least I will say today, that these kinds of events where people are trying to have open political discourse will likely probably never be held outside again, because we will need to secure the areas where these debates happen. 855-752-4842. CJ from Stoughton. Go ahead, sir.
Really sad day today, Maggie. This man, I saw him in Madison. I got to ask him a question. I got a hat. And, you know, I know some of your listeners, and even this past weekend, joke, they're surprised when I come to an event. But this man, who was a powerful voice, had to be silenced. And really sad. But what the man spoke was truth. And, you know, a lot of times you and I get a chance to debate, but I get really frustrated because you shut my mic off when I try to respond. And this was a way for them to shut his mic off. So, unfortunately,
CJ, hang on a second.
Powerful. Pardon me?
I just want to be really clear. Me deciding to shut your mic off is not an act of political violence. It's a talk show host managing her show. So I just want to be clear about that. Go ahead.
but you don't want to hear my responses, Maggie. And that's why I'm not going to call you anymore. So it's unfortunate, but this is the way I feel, that some people don't want debate. They don't want to hear what other people believe. And it's heartbreaking because...
So I just want to jump in, CJ, just one thing. I've tried to set some ground rules when we debate. We actually talked about this when you and I hung out this past weekend, right? We talked about this very thing, right? And I explained to you, I was trying to say, when you're in a debate, there are rules of the debate. And one of the first rules is that you have to stay on topic. Well, that is one of the first rules of debate. It shows up in courtrooms as well. It's called a relevance objection. But go ahead. I want you to finish your complete thought.
Okay.
So please go ahead. You got about a minute left, sir.
Well, thank you. Because you'll keep me on hold and change the subject twice. And when I try to go back to the subject, what I originally called you on, you know, then you get upset with me. Well, if you wouldn't keep me on hold for 45 minutes and then finally take my call, I try to reflect. But this isn't about me and you. You know how I feel about you. I respect you. I think you do a good job with your show, and how you run your show is your choice. But I don't get a true response. I don't get the same ground rules that you set for everybody else. And I think you're well aware of that. But
We gotta take a breath, CJ. I appreciate you calling. I hope you continue to call. I hope we continue to try to have debates where we stay on the relevant subject matter. I apologize when I can't take your call. We try to invite everybody to have a fair shot at this. And CJ, I hope you keep calling, because showing people that we can debate and that, yes, a woman can sometimes interrupt a man, or a talk show host can try to demand fidelity to facts and context and relevance, those are all okay things. CJ is entitled to his opinions, as was Mr. Kirk, and political violence has no place in these United States. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We're discussing the murder of activist Charlie Kirk today. I am Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.